Sometimes the passive voice is used for big generalizations and lazy thinking. The problem here is not the passive voice sentence structure. Instead, the problem is weak thinking. Passive voice. Immigrants are discriminated against. This sentence is the kind of thing teachers disagree with. There is no discussion of which immigrants, where, and why. The problem, again, is the lack of information, not the grammar or style of the sentence. The reader, or teacher marking the paper, will think that the writer does not understand the details of the topic. An active voice sentence can have as little information. Active voice. There was discrimination against immigrants. It is important to be sure that your writing is informative and specific. So avoid large generalizations. It is argued that in homework assignments, where you mention the work of an author, you can improve your writing by not using the passive voice. Again, the problem is using the passive voice to provide less information, not a problem with the passive voice as a style. Passive voice. 1997 is agreed to have been an important year. Active voice. Mary agreed that 1997 was an important year. Passive voice. 1997 is agreed by Mary to have been an important year. The first sentence leaves out information. It is true that the example of an active voice provides more information, and that the second passive voice sentence is a little longer. However, if the active voice sentence only said, "She agreed," then it would not be very informative.